Did you ever dream of becoming a nun? Well, you wouldn't have, because you're not a female.
Wasn't something I had in the I wish I was pile.
But did you ever think owning nothing and living in just one outfit for your whole life and worshipping and caring and being kind was a path to follow?
I do that already.
You do wear the same thing every day. That is a fact. You know, and then it became really trendy because you had Whoopi Goldberg in Sister Act.
Yep.
And she gets her nun on and they sing.
Nun on.
And it's so cool. But it's really nothing like the true story. I've got friends that have terrible stories about being raised by nuns. So,
do you wonder if people like watch certain movies and think, that's how the industry might be? And then it just like...
Such as media.
I guess it's not.
No, it's much better than people say it is.
So what's going on with nuns?
Well, I love this story. Two nuns who worked for decades at a Catholic school in California.
California.
Embezzled money.
What?
Mate, this is all I thought CEOs did in Australia. No, the nuns are doing it. They are in 2018, baby.
We share another thing in common by the sounds of it.
They embezzled a substantial amount of money. Now, I'm wondering whose version that is, because substantial a nun would be $100.
It's like $5.
They don't have money. From tuition and other funds.
Oh.
And they used it. Wait a minute.
There's more?
Wait up. They used it to pay for gambling trips to Las Vegas.
What? None?
Yes! I actually think they deserve a trophy. I'm impressed.
Blow on this for luck, sister. Here we go.
Yeah, they've thrown all their belief system out the window there, haven't they?
Yeah, I wonder.
They didn't just steal things. They went and gambled.
Wow.
All the sins.
I wonder if they put all their chips on black.
They probably had chips while they were in Las Vegas too.
My God, nuns, what's going on?
Holy moly, it appears to have been going on for as long as 10 years.
My goodness. I'd say my God, but it wouldn't be appropriate.
The lure of Las Vegas was too much. It could have been that Celine Dion's been performing there at Caesar's Palace for the last 20 years.
Oh,
they probably wanted to go see her.
That's fair enough,
Fair enough.
Yeah, well, we can
my
understand.
My heart will go on.
So will my bank balance.
But they've had to do an announcement to the school and let everybody know what had happened.
Oh, that's horrible. Any reason why they just wanted to escape the confines of being in one outfit?
Actually, this article, it's very poorly written.
It doesn't explain why
they went about it at all,
Let's just assume.
Except that they felt deep remorse.
Okay.
For their actions, and they have asked for forgiveness and prayers.
Well, lucky they're in the right place to ask for forgiveness.
Look, I can't confirm, but it's been alleged that then they got on the next plane to Las Vegas once more to do 50 Hail Marys in front of Elvis outside of a chapel. So I think they're good.
That's incredible. You know, my dad used to be a nun.
Right. Why? How?
Yeah, no, he was dead set a nun. Every time we'd get up in court and the judge would say, "Occupation, Mr. Banks," he'd say, "Nun."
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.